probably talking about Christmas already. I know, because it's right around the corner. Let's face it, it's it's coming up quick. So we want you to talk about this topic today, because this is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you are the key person, okay? And today's topic was suggested by one of our longtime listeners. And they said, they called in, actually, and they couldn't get through. So then they sent us an email, and they said, I really want to know from the Take Two family, is their families, the people that are around them, are they driving them crazy right now? The family's just acting really bizarre, really strange. And it shouldn't be that way during Advent. It should be something that everybody's looking forward to, the birth of the Christ child. And everybody's got their mind and their hearts in the right place. But yet families are just driving each other crazy, apparently. And so then I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know, this would be a great topic. So we want to ask you, is your family driving you crazy right now? Meaning that they're just asking you for too many things about Christmas, maybe too many gifts. Maybe they can't settle on what you're going to do for Christmas or for New Year's. Or how about, getting everybody together at the right time. There's all these circumstances with travel and things like that. So we titled the show, My Family is Driving Me Crazy. Maybe your family's just driving you crazy all year long. You just have a very difficult family. Let's talk about it. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I know this is a very unique topic right before Christmas, but I actually think it's going to work because I think we are having some difficulties with families right now. And so this could be something we could talk and discuss and walk away from this brief hour together a little bit changed, hopefully a little bit closer to God. So I want to thank the show team first because they're in place. Matt is so great. He's on the phones right now. We've got Rich and Ace at the controls. They're just doing a great job. I'm hoping you can hear me in a crystal clear manner. And we've got Pedro on social media. I'm waving to you. Hi, guys. Get the chats going. Is your family driving you crazy? Maybe you just have a difficult family that you were born into and you'd like to talk about that and what it's like. And maybe this is the Christmas you have decided to forgive everyone. You're going to forgive all the past problems that you've had with your family, all the hurts, all the things that went wrong. You're going to hit the reset button, and this Christmas is going to be filled with joy and laughter and new memories and good times, right? That's interesting. So let's talk about it. The number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And if I sound a little different, that's because I'm still under the weather. I don't know what's going on. This thing's been hanging on for about 8 days. And so my voice is changing. My throat is closing up. And so if I move a little slower today, that's the reason. So you don't have to feel sorry for me, but it would be nice. Okay. 833-288-EWTN. Please call in. Is your family driving you crazy? Okay, I'll share some stories if you want me to this entire hour, or I can hear your stories about your family. Now, it's right before Christmas, so if you went to confession already and you don't want to out your family, then when you call up Matt, just use your confirmation name or use a name that you wish that your parents had called you when you were a kid. So you can use that. So if you don't want to like out your whole family, but we do need the details, you guys. By the way, yesterday's show, we took over a dozen calls, and the prayer requests and prayer intentions just keep coming in. If you want to leave on our virtual prayer wall, just go to take2show.com and also like us on Facebook, because a lot of our prayer warriors are checking Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. We're also on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Facebook page, waving to everybody. And so I'd love to hear your stories about your family or the chats. So just want to make sure we have everything up and running. We do. Okay. And I'm understand. I just got a message here. Just maybe Ace, check on YouTube, please, because we're hearing that maybe possibly YouTube's not up. So they want to put their comments in there. So Ace is going to do that. He's right on top of things. 833-288-3986. So We titled the show, My Family is Driving Me Crazy. Typically around holidays, we at Stand Tall, we get a lot of calls from people that say, you know, I just don't understand it. It's Christmas. Why can't everybody just put down the swords, put down the weapons, put it down, put it away, and just, okay, we are on YouTube, guys, so get the chats going. We just got that confirmed. Go ahead, so everybody's good. All right, I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to put their comments in because this is going to be an interesting discussion. But we get a lot of calls at Stand Tall. It's our life coaching outreach ministry where people will call up and they're really bummed out because they want to celebrate the holiday in a peaceful way. And yet families are still ready to come to the Christmas dinner table, ready to fight, ready for those arguments. You know, it's not really healthy, and it's certainly not helping our souls, because one of the things that's going to land us in purgatory for a long time is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. So if your family's driving you crazy, maybe, just maybe, it's a chance to forgive so that you can attain a better place in eternity. Because it's important. And I think maybe this conversation is going to be very much needed for those that are tuned in just at the appropriate time and those that are on the social media groups on YouTube and Facebook. It's interesting because I think that these communities that form around Catholic radio, we gravitate, we come together, we pull ourselves together in these virtual communities. Why? Because we're trying to really look for some things that maybe aren't happening in our own families. And it's very interesting if you look at the social media chat groups. So it's a beautiful thing because I think it's a wonderful experience to be part of these communities and connected to Catholic radio. But let's face it, we have to live around our family and friends. And so let's talk about it today. If you have something to say, if you feel that little nudge in your spirit, we truly believe it's the Holy Spirit saying, please call in and share your story. Remember, what you teach today, what you share today can help another soul, can help many souls. And that's what we're called to do as Catholic Christians. So don't hesitate. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. My family is driving me crazy. Call in. We'll be right back. About how families can just drive us crazy at times and really, really push us to the limit, really, you know, really test us, test our patience. And let's talk about that. Do you have a difficult family that you're going to be encountering this Christmas holiday and New Year's? Maybe you stay far away from family and you can share with us about that. Remember about take two, here's how it works. We really do cover the topics from every angle. You know, people will say to me all the time when I go and do pledge drives or I'm out at events, they'll say, you know, it's so fascinating. You'll title the show a certain, a phrase or a question or a statement, but then the show takes on a whole nother level. I mean, it goes deep. It twists and turns. That's exactly how Jerry and I wanted it. Because one of the things we didn't want to make it so perfect, if you will, a perfect discussion, if you will, scripted discussion, if you will, because we know the answers to certain things, right? We know how things should be, but we really want to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, all of the details. And it's not to be nosy, and it's not to be feeling like, oh, we got to really, really be a part of everybody's lives and get in there and find out all the dirty details. No, no, no. It's really about when you get into the details of something that is really has stuck with somebody and they're carrying it for a lifetime, you can help them move forward. And that's what we're all called to do. And I have to tell you something, that what you have to say helps so many souls. It helps us, the show team. We talk about it after the show, how so many of us, we walk away like, wow, that was really cool, or I'm enlightened, I feel inspired, or that's something new I didn't know. And when priests call in, we have a lot of clergy that tell us they use this show. It's so funny. They use this show as homily material. And I'm so glad they do, because this is the real world. This is real life. And so you may not, you may be hesitant to say anything, you know, bad about your family. Make it constructive. Let's talk about it. What are some of the difficulties in your family that is, that could be driving you crazy? And you want to talk about it and see if we can come to a better place. The phone lines are open. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I really would appreciate your company, and I would appreciate your call, because I think I'll happily do some life coaching and share with you my experience and what I have to offer based on from some solid catechesis. If you would like that, that's fine. But you are the catechist here. So if you sit this out, I know you're busy. It's a busy week. It really is. And a lot of people are under the weather. Everybody I talk to says they're tired. They're just drained. They can't wait for Christmas. And maybe if your family could be doing some of that to you, just weighing you down. Maybe you've decided to pull away from your family, create some healthy boundaries. You love your family, you forgive your family, but you're not going to put yourself in that situation any longer because it's just too painful. If that's you, please call in. Maybe you wish you had a difficult family. Maybe all of your family has gone home to meet the Lord, and you wish you had your difficult family back. You know, maybe you feel so disconnected. You moved away from your family long ago, and you're like, you know, I wish I had those times together again. So let's really dive deep and see if we can just have a new understanding about how our families can drive us crazy, but it actually can be really fun. It really can. You know, when you look at personalities in your family, they're so unique. You know, sometimes your brothers and sisters, they act like your mom, they act like your dad, they act like both. And then if your mom and dad are gone, if they have gone on to meet the Lord, you think about those things. Like, I wonder if mom and dad are watching so-and-so, or do they see what my sister's doing today, or things like that. It's really kind of interesting, family dynamics. I would love to hear from only children, those that don't have any siblings. Like, did you rely on your aunts and uncles and your cousins to be that crazy family around you, right? Or did you lean on friends? I have a really wonderful friend from childhood, elementary school days. She's an only child, and she really, really leaned on friends to be her family. And she loves it. And she's thriving and doing great, 59 years later. So it's pretty amazing. Your family can drive you crazy, or your family can be the coolest family ever because it's so unique. But call in. Maybe there is some unforgiveness in your family, and you're not sure how exactly how to handle that this Christmas holiday. I would love to talk with you. This is a little bit of free life coaching here, so feel free. You can ask me anything about it. I'm not saying I'm an expert in this, but I've been coaching for many, many years, over 20 years. So the number to dial, and you don't have to be Catholic if you're listening, we are live. I know some shows are recorded for the holidays. We're live. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be live tomorrow taking calls. And I'm going to be going live on Saturday with Adam Bly for the Spirit World, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. That's produced out of the Guadalupe Radio Network, heard right here on the EWTN, Global Catholic Radio Network. We're going live. We're going to do a Christmas special, how the angels were so much part of the whole story. So we're going to be talking about that, taking calls. So we are. So if you're in the car, running around, doing your preparations for Christmas. People are coming into town already. Stop what you're doing. Get everybody around the radio or the phone and make that call and talk about your family today. Maybe you want to praise your family. Maybe you do have that very one-of-a-kind, unique, beautiful, perfect family, okay? And you would really like to shout to the world that you feel so blessed. Do it. This is your show. 833-288-EWTN. So simple to remember. As a matter of fact, put it on your refrigerator. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. 833-288-3986. 3986. Okay, Matt has his headset on. He's ready to go. So call him because he'd like to hear from you. I wanted to share this with our listeners. Vatican Bureau, from Rome to your home, with news from EWTN's Vatican Bureau. You can watch all the important events from Rome, even if you don't have TV access. Using the latest technology, we've made it possible to watch the latest news from the Holy See, all delivered directly to your home via live stream, or via, depending on how you want to pronounce it. So live streams. Watch live on EWTN's YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Okay? So you can do that and get that important news from the Vatican. Matt's talking to a bunch of callers right now, so that's great. So before we bring them on air, let me share something with you about unforgiveness. So one of the things, I learned so many things from Adam Bly, my co-host of The Spirit World, but one of the things that I learned that is a spiritual game changer is about this idea of when you find it very hard to forgive somebody because they hurt you so deeply. And you know that as a Christian, you're supposed to forgive. You know that as a person that is going to try to live by God's commands, you really must forgive. It's that perpetual forgiving, okay, that we read about in the Bible. How many times do you forgive, right? It's a constant forgiving of somebody who has hurt you. But you find it hard because those same circumstances come up, the same hurts, the pain of it. And Adam shared this one time on The Spirit World, and I asked him to repeat it several times on various shows because I felt it was so important. And people responded, Take Two audience and also The Spirit World listeners responded and said, thank you so much. And he said, you know, you don't have to just put everything you have into this forgiving somebody because sometimes it can be so hard to do. All you have to do as a Christian is ask God, ask Jesus to step in, and you'll do your part. Whatever element of forgiveness you can give that person or the people that have hurt you, and ask God to fill in the rest. So if you can forgive somebody 10%, you ask God to step in. Jesus, please step in and fill in that 90%. So I can be a forgiving person, so I can forgive that person, so I can have, you know, no unforgiveness in my heart. If you do that, it really is a spiritual game changer. You don't have to do all of it yourself. Jesus is willing to do the heavy lifting. So please think about that when you're dealing with your families, because I think that sometimes the word, you know, forgiveness, unforgiveness, people want to stay away from it. They're like, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about it. It's deep in my heart. The walls are built up. I don't even want to go there. God's going to take care of everything. The pain is very deep. But I think if you can just do 10% of forgiving that person and let Jesus do the 90%, you will have a freedom that is just so incredible through the Christmas holiday. So we're gonna get to the phones in just a moment. We've got our first caller going to be coming on air with us. But let me get to Georgia on YouTube. I'm gonna wave to everybody. Everybody's got the chats going. Hi, Georgia. I write a list every day, things to buy and things to do. I love checking them off. When you are organized, it helps not going crazy and hurting your family. You know, that is true. When you're organized, and you can, you know, sometimes I think with family members, we get on the phone and we're talking to our siblings, we're talking to our family members, and we're just rattling things off, and it can really agitate the other person. So if you're organized, if you're planned out, you know, it can make the craziness go down. That's excellent advice, Georgia. We need to hear that. So thank you so much. Anna Marie on YouTube as well says, Jesus told us our family would be the last to appreciate us. He told us also it only takes one to save a household. He knew what he would be dealing with. Yeah, that is so true. You know, that is a really good point, Anna Marie. Our families, they struggle sometimes appreciating each other and letting each other grow. typically when we deal in life coaching, we do family coaching as well. And families will come in and they'll say, my sister has always done this, or my brother will never do this. And they put their family in a box, and their family cannot expand and get out of that box. So it's very, very unfortunate. And if we don't allow people to grow around us, we are missing an opportunity to witness their spiritual growth, our own spiritual growth that comes along with it. So it's so true. Families can be difficult. They can be challenging. They can limit our ability to grow. But if we can change that this Christmas season, especially in the new year, 2025, and start to give our family members a little breathing room, you'll see some pretty miraculous things. Now, I was just going to get to Teresa in Northeast Ohio, but Teresa just dropped off. So, Teresa, can you call back from, you're on iCatholic Radio app in Ohio. Teresa will inch you up to the front of the line because you are going to be our first caller. So we have room for others if you want to talk about your family today, if your family's driving you crazy, or if you love your family so much you want to shout it to the world. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Joseph is up in the... What happened to Joseph? I just was going to Joseph. Okay, Joseph from Cleveland, Ohio now on the rock. Please call back. That's unfortunate. Okay, so we had Teresa from Ohio, and we had Joseph from Ohio, and I was getting to both of them, and they just dropped. So we're going to get to our next caller in just a moment. One more thing I want to say about putting people in boxes and labeling people. It's a really, how can I say this? Don't do it. Just don't do it. It's not fair to do. I personally believe it can rise to the level of being a sin when we do that, because God doesn't do that with us. And I don't think that's fair to do to others. So please don't put people in a box and label people. I think it can be very detrimental to their spiritual life, and it can hurt your soul as well. Karina now is, we're going to go to Karina in Texas. Karina, welcome to the program. Do I have Karina?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Hello. Welcome. Go right ahead.
Hello. Well, you know, I was listening to your show
mm-hmm.
at the right time, because my family is, it's like something's about to happen. We're a family of eight, and mm-hmm. they're all grown children that most of them live with us. And everyone has a different personality. But the thing is that recently we've been going back to church, and we've been like doing everything that we can. And I was like, the devil wants to attack us so much. And it's like, to the point that I don't want to be in this house anymore, you know?
Mm. Mm. So, Karina, let me ask you a question. And I just want to recognize how you're listening to the show, at Station of the Cross online. So thank you so much. But Karina, you were saying that, did you say your whole family or some of your family has come back to the faith?
No, we have children and they live with us. Mm-hmm. But they're all like in their 20s. So it's like very difficult because everyone has their own personality. And my husband, he has his own character. But lately, like, we've been going to church and we've been doing a lot of stuff that I learned a lot from the Station of the Cross app. Mm-hmm. And we've been learning so much. And it's like now that we're about to, let's say, like, all of us are about to completely come to God and stuff. It's like the devil is attacking us, mm-hmm. trying to mm-hmm. separate our family. And it's mm-hmm. just so hard because not all of us are on the same page. And
right.
even though,
right.
you know, we go...
Right. But Karina, hold on one second. You hear the music. I want to talk to you about this because this could help a lot of families today. This is happening, wow, across the board. So hang on, Karina. Laura, hang on. Teresa and Joseph, if you want to call back, please do at 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. We're talking about My Family is Driving Me Crazy. Yes, and that's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're speaking with Karina in Texas about her family, and she was sharing that her family members have gotten back into the faith, learning a lot, growing, and then all of a sudden it seems like the devil is attacking. Well, that happens quite often, and I'll share some of that. If you have that going on in your family, you may want to call in, please, because I think you could really help Karina and others. Because I think that it would enhance the conversation. So I'm going to ask Laura from Providence, Rhode Island. Laura, hold on. You're up next after Karina, but let's address this because this is going to help a lot of families today. The number to dial if you want to jump in on this conversation, you have plenty of time, is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So Karina, it can be a strange feeling when all of a sudden you notice that you and your family members are starting to want to obey God's commands, live in the faith, experience the faith, grow in your faith. And then all of a sudden it seems like all hell breaks loose in your family, right? I understand. Right. Okay. I want you to know something, and I want, please let everybody that's listening right now, listen to this. You're not alone. You're not alone. That's exactly what happens. Oftentimes, it's exactly that. Like the moment somebody starts to turn towards God, it seems as though the resistance and all the pressure and distractions and temptation and everything from the other side comes at you. So here's the good news. You're not alone. That's the good news. We have all faced that at some level. And the other good news I want to share with you is if you and your family members, now this is so important, if you and your family members that are trying to grow in the faith, if you guys stay very focused, and I mean very focused, go to the sacraments, receive communion frequently, go to confession, pray the rosary every day, pray the St. Michael prayer in the morning and the evening, pray the guardian angel prayer, and ask and acknowledge that your guardian angel is with you throughout the day, helping to illuminate your mind and strengthen your will. Stay focused. You will get through it. You will see and feel that the problems will cease. They'll slow down. They'll even go away. Okay. But you got to stay focused. If you get caught up, you and your family members get caught up in any of the negativity, any of the temptations, any of the disturbances, any of the way that the demons know how to agitate and attack and do certain things that are just going to get people off the mark. If you fall for it, if you go for it, that's where you're going to feel a lot of the problems are going to really ramp up the prayers, add a little bit of fasting. It doesn't have to be fasting from food. And I can pretty much, I think I'm safe to say this. I can pretty much promise you at some level, I can't guarantee it, but I can promise you that it's going to go away, or it's going to lessen up and it's going to lighten up. What do you say to that? I don't want you to feel alone, because I think what happens is when these things come at us, we feel like, are we the only person in the world that this is happening to? And it's not. It's happening to so many. So, Karina, what do you say to that?
I think you're so right. And if we do get, you know, distracted, you know, that's when he's just waiting there to attack anyone that is trying to be focused. But it's so weird because I was just like, to the point of like, what am I going to do? Like, this is it. I've been trying so hard. We've been trying so hard. And then I don't know why I just decided to listen to the station right now, because I was like, please God, help me. I want to do something. And then you were talking about just that subject. Mm-hmm. I was like, no way.
Yeah. Well, that's God. See, God uses the radio airwaves. It's God's megaphone. I love how Father Thomas Loya of Light of the East says, God is sanctifying the airwaves. So I believe, Karina, that this show, this particular show, was for you. And God knew. And you tuned in at just the right time. And this is going to be
the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's God's time. And you're going to have a glorious Christmas. But here's the thing. And I'm not saying you do this, but this is just a general kind of statement for everybody. Less talk and more living the faith. Live the faith. Right. And less talk. So when people start to agitate you or start to really try to get you off focus, just in your mind, say a prayer for them and say, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do, and move on and stay focused. Just like you're marching towards a finish line. Stay focused. Keep marching. Don't let these things rattle you, even if they're so extreme. And time is a good thing. We always remember this. Time is good when it comes to this. Whenever we're faced with interactions with people and they could get us off the mark, give yourself some space and time. Pull away from the situation, even if you have to excuse yourself and say, I'm going to go to the restroom for a minute. Go to the restroom, give yourself some time and say a Hail Mary, and then come back into the kitchen and engage. Time is on your side because the demons want us to react, not respond.
Right.
Yeah. Sound good?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And ask the angels and saints to be around your family to help you. Go to your favorite saints. I would go to Padre Pio. He's very strong with families. But go to your favorite saints and definitely ask your guardian angels to really help the family. Well, I have a good feeling about this. Check in with us after the holidays and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you and have a beautiful rest of your Advent season. It's just a couple more days. We're going to go to... let's see, Laura, yes, I just want to check YouTube. Laura from Providence, Rhode Island on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Laura. Thanks for waiting. You got our Patience Award.
Awesome. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm under the weather, but I'm hanging in there. I love being with the Take Two family. You guys always energize me. So go ahead.
Yes. I kind of resonated a little bit with the previous caller because she said she just turned on the radio and she had been feeling down, and this station came on, and that's kind of the same thing that happened to me. I'm sitting in my car on break, and I was praying, and then I hear the station, and I felt something come over me to call in, and I've never done this before.
Wow, so you're a first-time caller. Thank you. Okay, that's a total Holy Spirit a connection there, so thank you for saying yes to the Holy Spirit. So go ahead, tell us.
I was thinking about how you mentioned the holidays and how it can bring up these emotions and how to kind of manage them. Mm-hmm. And I've been feeling similar because I've been distant with my family, and I completely understand how the holidays can be a little overwhelming, but I've been praying more. And I've been reaping so many beautiful benefits from God in so many, like, little ways in my life. And I understand the power of prayer now. And the older that I get, I'm 33, and the more connected I get with God, it's like I feel this inner strength that's, like, bursting out, and I'm able to share God's word with other people that come to me when they're upset, when they're sad. And I say, you have to pray. I can't solve your problem, but you have to put your faith in a higher being who understands what's going on with you eternally.
Yeah.
And I really believe, like, conversations like this is just so necessary. And I think a lot of people are afraid of religion, afraid of to speak their mind, or afraid to say how beautiful God is and the things that he does in non-monetary ways. Like, he's opened up my mind to being more patient, to being more understanding, to being more empathetic. And, like, that just didn't come from nowhere. It came from praying for these things, you know, and understanding situations and how to deal with them.
Okay. So, Laura, you said you're 33 years old. Is that your age?
Yes.
Okay. Laura, please, please get out there to your peers, those in your generation, get out there as loud as you possibly can, because you know that your generation is the one that says, I'm spiritual, but not religious. Right. And so, Laura, you've got it. You've got something that they need to get, and that is God. Mm-hmm. And so if you continue your prayer path, if you continue your spiritual walk, and then you're able to share it with others, and they can see what it's doing to you, Laura, what it's doing to you, and how it's making you stronger and empowered and confident and secure and safe, because you know the truth of God, right? You know you know God's word in the Bible. You know by prayer, staying connected with God, you're receiving those graces, those gifts from God on a continual basis. Laura, they're going to want what you have. And that's a great thing. That's called evangelization. And you're going to do it through your witness. You're going to do it through your life. Laura, you're on a beautiful path. I meet people all the time that they're in their 50s mm-hmm. and 60s, and they're just learning what you know in your 30s. So you're like 20 years ahead of a lot of people. And that is fantastic. Yeah. So please, I'm begging you, when you have the time, like you just did, you said yes to the Holy Spirit for this worldwide radio program. Okay. So let that launch you into the ministry work that that God wants you to do, because you have something. You do, and you have God, and people need to get God quickly. So
absolutely.
Yeah, you're, and here's the other thing. Wouldn't you agree with me? When you get deeper with God, when you connect with God, people around you are important. Of course they are, because God said love, you know, you love God and you love people, right? You love God and serve God, you serve people. You have your focus on God, but you also have your focus on people around you. Very important. But it's not going to remove your joy and your peace. When you're connected to God, you can deal with difficult people. You can deal with mm-hmm. the quote unquote toxic people. You can deal with them when you have your connection mm-hmm. in place. What do you say to that?
I say absolutely, because it's an outlet that is there 24/7, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. I tell people, like, they think praying is like you go to church, you sit, and then the altar. It's when he comes to your mind, that's when you should pray. When mm-hmm. he enters you is when you should give thanks. And that can be driving, in the shower, eating. Like, it doesn't matter, but to be mindful of it is a powerful thing.
Absolutely. And did you know that, you know, faith comes through hearing, you know, hearing the word, right? Hearing, faith comes through hearing. So just listening to the radio is a prayer. Anytime we're doing anything that's God focused, it's a prayer. Think about it. Prayer is not just talking and waiting for a response. Prayer is any type of connection with God. We know that because the saints, look at one of our newest saints, Blessed Carlo Acutis. That's exactly what he did every day. He constantly connected with God, and then he connected with people. And he put God at the center of that when he connected with his peers and with adults. And so he was in a constant state, a perpetual state of prayer.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? Laura, you are delightful. Please don't make the one and only call. Please call us again. Would you do that and check in with us?
I definitely will. Thank you again for this. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Thank you. And have a beautiful rest of your Advent season for the next couple days. Okay, we're going to get to Debbie. Debbie's in Illinois. And by the way, you can call in. Oh. I just heard a beep there. Okay. That was actually in my headphones, so I don't hope no one else heard that. We just had the lines free there, so you can call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Boy, that scared me. It came right into my brain here. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie's in Illinois on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I was on my way to see my dad, and unfortunately I didn't make it before he passed away. But I knew that was a possibility. But my question is, I have a younger brother that for a while now, whenever we are at a family event, he acts like I don't exist, and I'm just wondering what is the best way to handle that, especially with this new situation that's happening.
Sure, sure. Okay, so Debbie, first of all, I want to say I'm so sorry for your loss. Do you feel comfortable giving us your dad's first name? I brought out the prayer book.
Yes, his name is Harry Gerald.
Okay, got it. I'm so sorry for your loss.
He did enjoy EWTN also.
He did. Oh, okay. Okay. So a couple things. You said you didn't get to be with him before he died. Here is the good news on that. God stands outside of time. Okay. So
right.
So you know that if you just ask God for you to have that spiritual connection with your dad, even though he has passed from this world, it's all possible with God, and God wants that. He does not want you to feel disconnected from your father's passing. So just take it in deep prayer and then give it to God, and he'll connect that for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I will share that with anybody that's living like internet, abroad or, across country, and they can't get to their loved ones as they pass. Just know that God's got it covered. You just have to give it to God and believe me, God will make it even better than if you were there in person. So God's amazing with that. Okay. As for your brother, are you the only two siblings? Are there other siblings?
No, I'm the oldest of five, so he's the one that's next in line after me.
Okay. Would your dad have wanted you two to be closer?
Oh, most definitely. My dad had to live with choices that were not his own. This was my brother's choice to act like this.
Okay. So here's what I would do. Are you going to spend time with him after the funeral, not just at the funeral service, but after the funeral?
There's probably going to be some family event.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is just a suggestion. Pray about it if you can do it. Okay, and it sounds like this is heavy on your heart. But I will share something with you because I did a lot of work in the death and dying project and grieving. And so let me share a couple things. When somebody passes, the dynamics of the family change. Okay, so when somebody passes in the family, the dynamics change. They can change for the better, or they can change for the worse. So you have to determine what you want to do. Now, what I would recommend is, again, time is on your side here, and use it wisely. Don't engage if you feel like it's going to cause a reaction in you. Okay. So don't engage if it's going to, take some time. I mean, if you have to, excuse yourself, say you have to go to the restroom or say you have to go to the car or you forgot something in the car or whatever, give yourself some time. Don't quickly engage because emotions are going to be racing. They're going to be high. There's going to be a lot of reactionary moments. Don't get into that with your brother. Second, if you want to reconcile with your brother, what I would suggest is not to do it. I mean, obviously, it's your dad's funeral, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of embracing and hugs because people do that. You know, they embrace each other. If you can embrace, if you feel comfortable enough embracing your brother, you at least do that. Embrace each other, but then let it be. After the funeral, I would ask him if he could have a couple minutes with you alone. A couple minutes alone, just the two of you, go outside or go for a walk or go into another room and maybe just say to him, you know, I think Dad would want this more than anything. I think Dad, this would be the greatest Christmas gift we can give Dad, you know, and be the first one to say, listen, whatever I have done intentionally or unintentionally, I am so sorry. Whatever I have done. Now, don't expect him to say that back because he may not be prepared for that. But if you want to do that and really try to reconcile a bit with him, that is, and if he just says to you, well, I don't know what you're talking about, everything's fine, say that's okay. I just wanted to let you know that that's how I feel, and then accept him for where he's at. But if he starts coming at you and wants to argue and stuff, if it were me, I would very peacefully and quietly shut that down and say, listen, Dad wouldn't want this. He just wouldn't want this for us. And yes, there may have been a ton of hurts and misunderstandings and problems, but I'm asking you, out of the beauty of your heart, we all, you know, are in this family. So we all, you know, share that same type of DNA. We really want to heal this. So whatever I can do to help heal it, let's heal it. Now, if you're not able to do that, or if there's too much hurt, again, like I said earlier, you can just pray that you can forgive him 10% and let Jesus do the rest. Are you thinking you want to have that sit down with him, Debbie?
If it seems like there's an opportunity to do that, yes. If there's not an opportunity, I don't know. I have to see, you know, how things transpire. Nothing is planned out yet. Yeah.
Right. Right. And you know what, if there isn't that opportunity, if that doesn't come your way, then just ask your guardian angel to go to his guardian angel and just try to start the healing between the two of you. And just, you know, if you can pray for him during the whole service and any of the events that follow, that would be wonderful. Maybe do it later, after, you know, a couple weeks later or a couple months later, you can reach out to him. But here's the thing. Just remember this. When somebody passes in the family, the dynamics change. And I have seen miracles. I have seen families change for the better. It's amazing. But what happens is people don't know how to enter into the change of that. They don't know how to feel about it. So just let it play out. Almost be an observer rather than a participant and see how it plays out. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
This was perfect timing for me. I appreciate it.
Oh, good, Debbie. Debbie, you've got the Take Two family already praying for you and your family during this time, okay?
Thank you so very much.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Thank you. Safe traveling. It sounds like you're traveling, so safe traveling. Please be careful. Okay, we're going to get to Lydia because Lydia has been waiting so patiently. And Lydia is from Midland, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm praying for you to feel better. We love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love you too. Thank you so much. I feel better already just by that.
I just want to tell you, I was telling the call screamer about that mean old devil. He likes to cause us trouble and just chaos in our family and our lives and everything. And I tell people, because when my son was in the hospital, you know, some of the people at the hospital would be telling me about their stories of issues at home and issues at, you know, at work and everything. And I'd be telling him, I said, you see that door behind you? He says, yeah. I said, shut that door. That devil's back there. So you know, when you see that door with Jesus knocking on it, he's saying, come to my door and I open the door for you and come to the light and come to me and I'd make you happy again. Because, you know, our life is supposed to be happy and lovely, but that mean old devil likes to make us miserable. So I keep telling people, my life is so full of sorrow, Debbie. But I tell you, people keep asking me, how do you have faith? How do you do it? And I said, because God loves me and he's always with me 24 hours a day. And I say my prayers. And I go to church and I tell Father, please bless my rosary, bless my necklace, bless what I have to wear. So I will have sacramental items on me so that the devil, and then he blesses me. And I know that is really, truly a great way to stay protected too. And your faith in God and your love for Jesus. And I'm always telling people, you know, December 25th is coming. That's Jesus' birthday. I said, don't forget to go to church. I said, don't forget to say happy birthday to Jesus, because we got so much to be thankful for. And we got to let the devil know we're going to be praising him and thanking him and loving him. Because, golly, Debbie, I tell you, the love is out there. But that daggum devil, we're having a spiritual warfare, and we need to let the love come out and the peace come out. And if somebody hurts your feelings, just say, devil, God, help me. Please, Jesus, help me. Mm-hmm. Make this person, the devil, get away from us, because he's trying to cause us trouble. So please help us. And I tell you, it always helps, Debbie. I just want to share that with you.
I'm so glad you did. Lydia, you're awesome. This was perfect. You were the final caller, and it was so wonderful what you were saying, because you're giving us that encouragement to keep going, stay focused on God, know that those demons are out there prowling and wanting to get us off focus, but we've got to just put all of our trust in Jesus. Thank you, Lydia. God bless you for that beautiful call. Hey, guys, check out Fathers of Mercy Hour, Sunday morning, 4 Eastern, and Monday midnight Eastern on EWTN Radio. Don't forget that. Tomorrow, we're talking about when fear and anxiety overwhelm you. That's tomorrow's show. Thank you to the show team, Rich, Ace, Pedro, Matt. You guys are awesome. And thank you to the affiliates that carry this program live. You're doing a great service for all your listeners. Okay, so until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.